You're listening to Real Health with me, Carl Henry, in association with Activia. Activia offers a range of yogurts that help support a healthy gut. Your gut is where it all begins.
Leia Healthcare, looking after you always. Proud sponsors of Real Health with Carl Henry.
Hello and welcome to Real Health with me, Carl Henry, in association with Leia Healthcare. Folks, happy new year. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas and had a nice bit of rest, relaxation, but you're ready to crack on in January and get your fitness and your wellness back on track. Well, in this week's show, we're kicking off 2022 with a top tips episode. Rather than focusing on New Year's resolutions, this time it's about giving you small but achievable goals that will help you achieve lifelong health. Joining me to bring you his tips for getting your new year off to a great start is coach and nutritionist and podcast host, Shane Walsh. Shane, welcome to the show. How's it going?
Thank you so much for having me, Carl. Looking forward to having a chat.
So how was your Christmas? I'm going to ask you that first of all, because people really want to hear that those in the fitness industry let their hair down a little bit over Christmas and that it wasn't all protein and veg. We actually had a few chocolates and a couple of drinks and relaxed a little bit. How was your Christmas?
It's hard for a bald man to let his hair down, but it was good. The brother came home from the UK, first time we've had him home in like 2 years. So yeah, it was nice. But the quality street was hit, but looking forward to get the routine. Got a bit of training in, but it was all good.
And I suppose before we start into the tips, that's a really important thing to tell people. And, you know, as a show, my own perspective, balance is what we promote, right? And it is. It for lifelong health, it's not the January quick fix. It's not the rapid fat loss or whatever. It's about looking for balanced lifelong health. And that's what any resolution or any goal you have for this year should be about.
Yeah, exactly. I think if people are kind of looking for like a New Year's resolution or whatever, it's kind of looking at what they've tried to do previously. And most of them are probably quick fixes. And kind of looking back at history and saying, well, has that ever worked? Like the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. So if it hasn't worked before, you have to change the approach. So if it's trying to like go on a diet and you're cutting out food groups, it's not going to work very well. Like you're a much nicer person with chocolate and carbs in your life. So probably try not to cut them out.
I think we're all nicer with chocolate in our lives. Huh?
Exactly. Sure.
Okay, so whatever your approach is this year, just take a deep breath. You're listening to today because you want to see how you can do it, what the insider tips and tricks are. So Shane, your first one is a really, it's an obvious one, but it's really important for people. It is movement each day and getting movement in each day.
Yeah, I think it's simple enough, but I think a lot of people do forget it. Like we live in kind of like a stress overload and like we're always kind of like working meeting to meeting to meeting. And it's important to try and book in a kind of like a meeting for yourself each day. And it was one of the things that I did during the lockdowns, whether it'll be 2K or 5K limits, it was always to get out for a walk. Doesn't matter what time it was going to be, was either first thing in the morning when you're probably going to need a little bit more energy. I guarantee you'll feel more energized if you get it done in the morning. Well, it could be a walk, it could be a swim, it could be meeting a mate for a coffee, it could be a run, it could be the gym, it could be Pilates, it could be yoga. Just do something. It doesn't have to be 4 hours. It can be 20, 30 minutes. Bring your kids with you. If you've got young kids, push them in the pram. Meet a mate for a coffee. Let them play in the playground while you're having a sip or walking around the park. Something to get your heart going, because I think we sit in a desk all day and we forget that we are able to move. So unfortunately, some people aren't able to move their bodies, and we need to be able to celebrate that we're able to move and actually use our bodies to the utmost. Because if we're sitting at a desk all day, we're kind of like hunched over, and we need to be able to kind of stretch out a little bit more, get the hips going, get the heart going. I guarantee mentally, that's the main reason I train. It's not to that, like looking good naked is always a positive, but I think getting your heart health and kind of being able to kind of work on your mental health and kind of push yourself that little bit more will make a massive difference. And the first little week, I would say if anyone's starting out, start off with 3 times a week and build up on top of that. But 3 times a week, it was start off small and then kind of build up from there.
I'm sure lots of people got fancy trackers over Christmas, and they're perfect things to use for your movement each day to measure your progress each day, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. And they are great, and they're great in the right hands as well. So like rather than kind of trying to set out kind of going for a calorie burning zone or a certain amount of steps or whatever it may be, just try to say, right, I'm going out for a 20, 30 minute bits of exercise. Try and set it that way. Because if we're going for a calorie burning zone, they're not the most accurate for that. And there's probably about a 25 to 30% irregularity on the calorie burning zone on those watches. Like the main one is kind of the Apple iWatch. That's still a margin for error of 25 to 35%. So it's still a huge, like if you were missing 25, 35% of your savings, you'd be pretty annoyed. So that's kind of what it's looking for. But just set yourself a limit of, right, I'm going to do 20, 30 minutes each day and kind of go from there.
Okay, great. Second tip is including soul foods in your diet. Looking forward to hearing about this one.
Yeah, so soul foods, I think what happens to an awful lot of people from whatever a variety of diets they've tried, they kind of can label foods as good or bad. And I'm trying to hear to break the news that there are no good or bad foods. And the way I've rephrased with my clients is soul foods. And soul foods are stuff like chocolate, stuff like carbohydrates, stuff like sugar or whatever it may be, stuff that is good for the soul. And as I said a little while ago, is you're a much nicer person if you have those in your life. The people around you like you a lot more when you have those in your life. So what I encourage all my clients to have is to have chocolate every day. And there will be alarm bells to people who are listening to this right now. I'm kind of like, well, that can't, you can't be getting results. If you look at the results of my clients, they're more consistent. They're not kind of overeating in the evenings because they're having that. They're relaxing in the evening with a chocolate bar. Fredos are the greatest things ever. They're class for having a cup of tea with them, relaxing. It could be biscuits. It could be, particularly for girls around kind of like cravings and stuff, you're either a sweet or savory girl. Leave something that you enjoy in your life each day and I guarantee you'll feel a hell of a lot better. Because if we restrict, we overindulge. If we restrict, we don't feel great. If we restrict, it's not going to last very long. Diet means way of life. So if you are cutting out a food that you enjoy, it's not really adding to your life. It's taking something away. And if you want to make this a routine and long lasting, I would encourage you to have one of your soul foods or a couple of your soul foods each day as part of your snacks. Like I've literally just had a bowl of porridge with a couple of squares of dark chocolate and a bit of fruit. And it gets that crunch, it gets that hit. And I guess I've had chocolate for breakfast and I feel good.
But again, you know, it is that moderation bit. And I suppose that's where people within the industry that are, you know, that are respected and they're around a while, they tend to be there because they're not trying to flash, you know, chicken and broccoli or whatever the latest fad's going to be for this year. There'll be loads of them. That it is balance, moderation. There's no food group eliminations. And that is important to steer your food choices this year. If you are looking to join a gym or work with somebody online or whatever it may be, that they're recommending that balanced approach that you can eat a little bit of everything and not all of one and none of another.
Yeah, I think moderation is kind of an unsexy term in kind of fitness. Fitness promotes extremes, unfortunately. But I think, as you said, people do get found out over a long term. Like you can promote keto, you can promote any brand, put any name onto a diet or put a label onto a diet and cut those out. But you have to look back at your dieting history and say, well, have they worked? And more often than not, you can lose weight short term. But if you've, say, these are arbitrary numbers, but if you've 6 stone to lose and you've put back on 4 or 5, it's potentially the approach that needs to be worked at and looked at and potentially reducing the speed. You're better off going consistently at 80 kilometers an hour rather than going 120 kilometers an hour and going back to 20 kilometers an hour. Stay consistent a little bit more often. Cut regular meals and stuff like that is a hell of a lot easier than kind of not having anything in the morning and then eating the press and the licking the wall and trying to eat the wall in the evenings. It's not going to work very well. Life's for enjoying. Life's hard enough already without having to cut out your favorite foods.
Yeah, and it's that James Clear Atomic Habits approach of kind of the 1% better over the course of the longer period of time as opposed to that shorter quick fix. So aim for that, you know, that little bit better every time is really crucial. Tip number 3, tailor your feed. Tell me more.
Yeah, so tailor your feed. This is one of the things that I brought in the first lockdown was I did kind of like a social media audit and I kind of looked at were the people or the accounts that I was looking at, were they adding to my life or were they negative to my life? And anything that was kind of like negative or not adding any knowledge or whatever it may be, I cut them out. And now if you look at my feed, it's cuddly dogs and football. That's essentially what's on my feed right now. But so if you're looking at people first thing in the morning and they kind of have the glutes, the toned stomach or the abs, the six packs or the pecs or whatever it may be, and you're waking up first thing in the morning and you're looking at the last thing at night, that's going to be in your mind and that's going to build up over time and self-worth can take a knock. Your motivation, your mood, your self-worth and stuff like that can take a massive hit. And life's hard enough to kind of like, there's a lot of things kind of thrown at us already. One of the things is I never take my kind of like my personal phone into my room after 7 p.m. So I use an app called Freedom, and it's free for 7 days, I think. And then after that, it's quite a small charge. I think it's maybe €28 for the year or something. So it's really small. And what you can do is you can set up a certain time to be able to use certain apps, and it will kick you out if you try to open it up. And if you try to open it up, it will kick you out. But the only way to get out of Freedom is to uninstall the app. And that's a lot of hassle to uninstall, reinstall. So the big thing is, look at your feed right now. Are you following loads of fitness people and not doing a whole lot about it? And is it impacting your mood? Look after you, look after your priorities. And if they're impacting your mood positively or negatively, get rid of the negative ones and focus on the positives. Because as I said a few times, life's hard enough and you don't need that kind of social media input. Like, control your feed, and I guarantee you'll be a hell of a lot happier.
Folks, you're listening to Real Health with me, Carl Henry, in association with Leia Healthcare. It's our top tips for lifelong health episode with Shane Walsh. Really good tips so far. Solid content that will really make a big difference to your health in the long term. Tip number four is talking to others. I love this. This is really important. And I think we've all realized over the last 2 years, we don't, myself included, but we've narrowed our social network, and it is important to talk to people and to talk to other people.
Yeah, like, so I think talking to others has definitely kind of like almost saved my life. I've had mental health issues in the past, but if we look at kind of like the studies that have been out there, people live longer if they have people around them. And I think that's potentially what's going to happen now for this generation, the next generation. There's going to be a mental health pandemic, unfortunately, especially for the kids that are coming forward. Like, they haven't been able to have play dates or see their mates or whatever it may be. And kind of like the social awkwardness and stuff, like, if you're going out and date, it's awkward enough without COVID, if you know what I mean. But talking to others, like, if you look at your friendship circle you have at the minute, pick two or three of those and kind of narrow them down and say, that's my inner circle. Send a text, how are you? And an Irish mentality is, I'm fine. But the next question is, how are you really? When you ask that question, someone will always come back and say, I'm actually struggling with work. Work's a little bit stressful. The kids are acting up, or the kids are sick, or whatever it may be. Someone always has something going on that they may be struggling with. And talking to someone, whether it be a mental health professional or a mate or a parent or someone, there's always someone around us that we can lean on. You're never an inconvenience. The people that are around you right now love you to bits. So you always have something you can lean on. Book in a meeting with Zoom calls, book in a meeting with your friends, book in a phone call, whatever it may be. And if you're struggling that you don't necessarily might not have that, there's always mental health professionals out there that can help. Yes, they are overbooked and short funded at the minute, but there are support systems out there that you can lean on. So if you feel you're on your own, please do reach out to someone. Like, everyone has something that's going on. Everyone has struggled at some point in this lockdown. And a problem shared is a problem halved. And it's important to be able to have that chat that's open. And I guarantee you'll feel a hell of a lot better about it.
Tip number five, variety and balance.
Yeah. So I think you mentioned chicken and broccoli. I've done the chicken and broccoli for photo shoots. Apart from the traumatic experience of having to put the fake tan on. Cutting out foods and chicken and broccoli wasn't an enjoyable experience. So as I said, diet means a way of life. So include variety. We probably eat the majority of the same foods, probably Monday to Thursday, and Friday, Saturday and Sunday is where variety comes in. Book in a date night that you can have a takeaway with the kids, because ultimately the kids are going to remember these times. The kids are going to remember this kind of like these memories. Now is the time to make those. Book in a date night for some soul foods. Have a few drinks if you want. Add a little bit more variety. It doesn't mean that you can't have chocolate. It doesn't mean you can't have takeaways. It doesn't mean you can't drink. But if you're adding a little bit more variety, try a new meal from a new recipe book that you see. Like, Trish Transformation has amazing recipe books. I give recipe books to my clients all the time. Good Food on BBC have incredible ones. Their lasagna is amazing. So try to look for new recipes that you can add something into your repertoire each week. That even ask the kids, like, what would they like? And say, right, I would like a pizza. So they potentially, if you're on a kind of a health kick at the minute, well, rather than kind of potentially going for a bigger brand that could be out there, could be 2,500-3,000 calories, potentially look and say, right, I'm going to have it with tortilla wrap, and it could be 500-700 calories, and you're not blowing your budget on one meal. So add a little bit more variety. Life is for enjoying. Food is to be enjoying. Soul foods, keep adding chocolate in, adding foods that you enjoy, add carbohydrates in, add more veggies in, which is huge. Variety also applies to vegetables. We're taught as kids to eat our greens. Unfortunately, we don't eat enough greens or vegetables. Could be frozen, could be fresh, could be tinned. Doesn't matter what it is. chia seeds, flax seeds are so good for your health and your digestive health. It could help reduce bloating. You'll feel healthier, feel mentally clearer, and I guarantee you'll help around bloating and kind of PMS times as well.
Tip number six, regular meals.
Yeah, so sometimes what people think is kind of like it's like people have too much food. And what I found is, yes, there is kind of like a weight gain kind of pandemic at the minute. But what happens to an awful lot of people is we don't eat regularly enough throughout the day. And then in the evenings, we are really, really tired, really, really hungry. And we get a little bit more emotional, get a bit more bored. And that's where the eating happens. But if you try to bring it back to basics of three regular meals, two or three snacks each day, keeps your blood sugar steady. You're not as hungry. Your attention span is better. You feel more focused and you're probably a nicer person to yourself. And you probably have energy to train rather than kind of like at half five, absolutely knackered, sit on the couch and can't get back up. Yes, the kids could not have slept the night before and that's okay. But even you may have the energy just to go out for a walk or you may be able to just ring a friend or whatever it is. So think more regular meals rather than trying to cut out breakfast, because cutting out breakfast, there's no added benefit to training fasted. There's no added benefit to cutting out a breakfast. There's no added benefit to cutting out a meal in the evening. There's no added benefit to weight loss or fat loss to cutting out a meal after a certain time. They're all made up terms. There's no added benefit to you. So why do it? You're bringing in another form of restriction when you don't necessarily need to. All you need to do is think, right, let's get a breakfast in. If you're not one of these people that likes to have breakfast at 7 a.m., bring it up to 10 a.m. But if you're having a coffee first thing in the morning, which an awful lot of us would do when you're stressed already, that's not going to help. But caffeine can be an appetite suppressant, which means it kind of down regulates your hunger. So if you're not hungry already and you're having caffeine on top of it, that's suppressing your hunger. So rather than having it at 7 a.m. for your coffee, potentially push your coffee out to like 9 or 10 a.m. You might have a little bit of appetite, potentially get a Greek yogurt, a bit of chocolate, a bit of fruit, or a bit of porridge, or a bit of scrambled egg, or whatever it may be, and have something small, and then have a little bit of a mid-morning snack. And I guarantee you will be surprised how much your energy goes up and how much you actually can focus a lot more.
We've given people great tips and really simple content that will yield massive results for them. For those listening in who think, I just don't know where to start. They're overwhelmed even at the thought of trying to make simple changes. What do you say to them? What's your advice to them?
I think the big thing is you need to figure out what the goal is. Because I think once you have a goal, you can kind of set a target towards it. And it's important to think of like who else will be impacted by that goal. So there's an amazing quote by a philosopher called Nietzsche. And he says, he or she who has a why will overcome anyhow. So if we know what we're doing something or why we're doing something, we'll never kind of give up on it. So the perfect example is you go to work each day, whether you're motivated or not, to get a payslip. Why do you get the payslip? So you can feed your family. There's your why. So if it's a fitness goal you're thinking of, well, I want to lose weight. But why do you want to lose weight? So I can feel more comfortable. Why do you want to feel more comfortable? So I can get into clothes. Well, why do you want to feel more comfortable in your clothes? So I can get into photos. Well, why do you want to get into photos? So my kids have memories of me when they get older and my grandkids can remember. There's your five whys. Ask yourself why five times and that will help you to pick your goal and try to say, well, what do I need to do to get to that goal and work back? So if you're looking for a mortgage and you need to potentially save, I don't know, I'm going to pick a number out of my head, 500 quid a month in order to save for your mortgage. What do you need to do? You potentially need to make a quota of about 100 quid a week in order to get to that goal. Think of your goal long term. What do you need to get to those steps? And I guarantee it's a hell of a lot easier. I would start off with doing some sort of a morning routine by trying to get out for a walk. Simple, getting for a walk and working on your regular meals. That's probably what I would start. I would do the opposite of what most people do, which is most people try to go to the gym 7 days on the first week or Stephen's Day or whatever it may be, but it hasn't worked very well previously and you burn out. You're better off going to the gym 3 times a week consistently rather than going 7 times and never again.
And for those who fall off the wagon, time and time again, which we see so often at this time of year and, you know, over the next kind of 6-8 weeks, I'll ask you the same question in terms of what do you say to people who are listening and who that happens to all the time and every year it's a cycle where they try things and they fall off the wagon. Chat to me around advice for them.
Yes, I think there's two sides to this, I think, and it's kind of there's people sitting on both sides of the fence. So it's kind of like the wagon is a proverbial thing that we kind of create, and I think wagon is kind of like a restrictive mentality and it's an all or nothing mentality. So it's kind of like, well, what have you tried before? It hasn't worked. So generally what people would do is they'll cut out foods or else they'll go hell for leather and they'll be miserable, and they'll be tired, they'll be fatigued, they'll feel gaunt or whatever it may be. But that hasn't worked. So the wagon is just something that this term that we've created, the media has created. And it's not really a thing. Like, you can't fall off the wagon if you're trying to go for moderation. It's that regular meals, regular exercise, regularly ringing a friend, getting some proper sleep, managing your stress, the unsexy stuff. Fitness isn't sexy. It's one of these things that's kind of like out in the media all the time, that we look at people up on social media and we're like, I want that body. But they're doing the unsexy stuff. They're doing the showing up more often. They're not giving up when things get a little bit tough. They're adjusting to things when they get tough. They know what their why is. They know they feel better when they do things. So the biggest tip for if someone's struggling to fall off the wagon is change the approach. Once again, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again. Stop doing the same thing over and over again, and you'll probably get different results. Even reach out to a coach. That's one thing that I wish I'd done earlier. Especially in my kind of like teens, early 20s, I wish I had kind of reached out to a coach to help me to kind of get the basics right, so I would have got the compound form right, that I wouldn't be injuring myself. Get a coach, get a PT, get an online coach or whatever it may be, and reach out to help if you feel you need it. But the all or nothing approach won't work for many, probably about 99% of people.
Folks, the goal for this episode was to give you simple tips to help you transform and improve your life over the course of this month, the next couple of months, and beyond. Those tips work really, really well that Shane has given you. Apply them and watch what happens. Shane, if people want to find you, where can they find you? That sounds a bit scary, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It's like Liam Neeson. So I have the Shane Walsh podcast, which you were on, and I know your episode's going to be out in January. So that's on iTunes and Spotify. So on Instagram at Shane Walsh Fitness. And then if anyone's interested in working with us in the coaching realm, shanewalshfitness.com, or pop me a DM at Shane Walsh Fitness on Instagram.
Great, Shane. Thank you so much for joining us. Folks, that's it for another episode of Real Health with me, Carl Henry, in association with Leigh Healthcare. As ever, you know where we are, at Carl Henry PT on Twitter and on Instagram, realhealthindependent.ie. We'll see you next week for more Real Health. So long, good folks.
Leia Healthcare, looking after you always. Proud sponsors of Real Health with Carl Henry.